Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. This is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we'll be studying the 10th and 11th Mishnayos in the 9th chapter of Maseches Sota. So we've been discussing things that became abolished. So Mishnah Yud tells us, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yochanan the High Priest, He'evir Hadayas HaMaiser. He did away with the text that was recited when the tithes were brought. Afu Bitel Es HaMe'orin V'es HaNokfin. He also did away with those who said awaken and those who did the striking. And we'll see in the Bar Neura what those are. Ad Yamav, until his time, Hayapatish Makab Yerushalayim. You could hear the sound of a hammer being struck in Yerushalayim. Again, we'll see what that is in the Bar Neura. Ubi Yamav, Ein Adam Tzarech Lisho Al Hadamai. And in his time, people did not need to inquire about doubtfully tithed produce. Let's head straight for the Bart Neuro. Yochanan Kohen Gadol did away with the Hodayas Meiser, the text that was recited when Meiser was brought. Vidui Meiser, we call it Vidui Meiser. And it's Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, I got the sanctified things out of the house. Vegam Nasativ LaLevi, and I also gave it to the Levi. So why did he do away with it? Lefisha Ezra Kanas Es HaLeviim, because Ezra penalized the Leviim. Shlo Yitnu Lehem Meiser, the penalty was that the Leviim should no longer receive the Meiser, and he did this when they came from exile and the tribe of Levi just didn't come. So they had a shortage of Leviim, and he was penalizing them for that situation. But Siva Shiitnu HaMeiser LeKahanim, he commanded that the Meiser should instead be given to the Kahanim. VeYochanan Kohen Gadol Batal HaVidui, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol did away with this text that was recited, Shlohaya Yachol Lomar Vegam Nisativ LaLevi, because it's no longer true. Can't make a statement saying that you gave it to the Levi when you didn't. Batol Es HaMa'orin, he did away with the ones who said, wake up. Shahayu HaLeviim B'chol Yom Omrim Al Haduchen Ura Lamatishan Hashem. So every day the Leviim from the platform would recite, arise, why do you sleep, Hashem? Amar V'chiyei Shena Lifnei HaMakom. And he said, does God sleep? Is there such a thing? V'amaru batlan. So he did away with this public recital. Es hanokvin, those who strike. Shahayu mesartin le'egel shel karban bein karnav. They would strike the cow going to be brought for a sacrifice between its horns. Kadei sheyipol lo dam be'enav. Kadei shelo yira. Bihei nuach lekafto ulishchoto. The reason they struck it between the horns is that they wanted the blood to run into its eyes, so it wouldn't be able to see, and it would be easier to shech the animal without it resisting. Amadhu ubatlo, and he did away with this practice, shenira kabal mum, because it made the animal appear as if it were a bal mum, as if it had a disqualifying blemish. V'hiskin lehem tabas v'karka, v'hachnis tzavar ha-behema l'socho. And instead, he had rings inserted into the floor so that they could put the animal's neck through the ring and be able to more easily slaughter it that way. Until his time, Hayapatish Makab Yerushalayim, you could hear the sound of a hammer being struck in Yerushalayim, Bechol Hamoed, on the intermediate days of the holidays. Harshin Echoshe Subarzo, Hayumakin Bepatish, Lasos Meleches Havad, Shehi Muteres Bemoed. So people who worked in brass or iron, they would work with their hammers in order to do work that would otherwise be lost, which is permitted on Chol Hamoed. V'amadhu batlan, he did away with the practice. Mishum the usha mil satuva the ika zilzo b'moed, made a lot of noise. It could be heard a long distance away. It wasn't yuntiv dik. It was disgraceful for the sanctity of the holiday. So he did away with the practice on chol hamoed. Ubiyomav ein adam tzarech lishol al hadamai, and in his time, no one needed to inquire about doubtfully tithed produce. Shu Amar Levnei Doro, he said to the people of his generation, Kishem Shit Truma Gedola Avon Misa, just like Truma Gedola, the great tithe, is a deathly sin. Kach Trumas Meiser, the Tevel Avon Misa. He let them know that Trumas Meiser and Tevel, untithed produce, are also deathly sins. V'tikin Shiatziu Min Hademai Trumas Meiser Umeiser Sheni Belvad. And he instituted that from doubtfully tithed produce, they only needed to remove Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, the second tithe. V'lo yudziu mimenu Meiser Rishon, v'lo Meiser Oni. And they did not need to remove the first tithe, which goes to the Levi, or Meiser Oni, which goes to a poor person. She'echolen lomer la Levi o la Oni, have raya shehu tevel v'tul. because he could say to a Levi, or he could say to a poor person, that you bring me proof that this is untithed, and then take it. So one who would buy produce in the marketplace no longer needed to ask if they were already fixed up or not. Only from the one who separates the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni. And he can eat the remainder. Because anyone who would purchase produce from an unlearned person, that produce has the presumption that it is demai, that it is doubtfully tithed. Finally, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishabat la Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin ceased to be, but la hashir mi beis hamishtaos. They did away with song in the banquet halls. Shine emar, as the pasuk tells us, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. They will no longer drink wine with song. And the Bartner clarifies, he's actually quoting the Gemara, Dechsiv, a pasuk from Echa, Zekene mishar shivto, b'churim minigina sam. So the elders are no longer at their gates, and the young men are no longer at their partying. Bizman Shabbat lo hazakenim hayoshvim bishar, when the zakenim who sit in the gates are no longer there, meaning the Sanhedrin, but lo habachurim in the ginasam gamkein, then the young men are no longer in a position to do their rejoicing. Okay, that's Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will study Mishnayos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel.